As Julie was speaking, I was just thinking about how transient power is. It never ceases to amaze me how much Nigerian politicians and public office holders forget that their positions are transient. And when he was talking about Emefiele, that's all I could think of. I don't have public opinions to share one way or the other on the travails of Emefiele.
I think Nigerians have come to understand, at least to some bit of detail, that there was extreme malfeasance at the Central Bank of Nigeria under the governorship of Godwin Emefiele. Part of what we found out is that what was done with respect to the expenditure of billions of dollars of our foreign reserves it was done largely without the approval or knowledge, believe it or not, of President Muhammadu Buhari and President Bola Tinubu. That might seem hard for some people to
Yes, some
believe
people have,
because, and I want to explain how that could have happened.
Yes.
Now, we had one of the few central banks in the world where the day-to-day CEO, who is the governor of the central bank, was also the chairman of the board of directors, essentially. So he was essentially overseeing himself.
Himself. But it's just how we act when we have power, as if we're never going to not have power. I see it with old people, I see it with younger people. You know how you have friends in government, they get in, they become something else, they get out, they return to you, and you think, what is it in that place that makes people forget that it doesn't last forever? I was just thinking about that. Of course, I'm also thinking about the hardship the Nigerians are facing, but I don't want to share a public opinion on that because all the important questions to ask, I asked. But suffice to say that after all the explanations are given, history will deliver a final say on everybody who participated in government in one way or the other. History won't record just how much power we had, it will record exactly what people did with the power they had. And so I guess all these things I'm saying is just a reminder to people in power that you don't have the final say. It may seem that you do because power intoxicates, but you don't. And your legacy is not just in your hands. It's an interplay between what you do and how we receive what you do. And there are many, many people over the years and now who seem to forget that. I just want to remind them.